His Grace Adi. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa Conference. So today's class will be given by His Grace Adi Gadadhar Das Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavana Das Thakur, Adi Khanda 2.98 onwards. So Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glory to Vishnu Prabhupada, all glory to Guru Maharaj.
Can we stop share screen?
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for joining and for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic. Please take over the call now, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, just 1 minute. Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, can you stop screen share?
I'm not able to stop her. I don't know why. Okay, let me do one thing. Let me just share something and then stop.
Yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good idea. Yes, Prabhu, sorry. You can take over.
Devotees are very intelligent. Hare Krishna. Let us start with Mangalacharan prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, my special gratitude to Priti Vilasini Mataji and Kirtida Sundari Mataji for giving me this opportunity to speak on this very nice forum of Bhakti Sangha Japa Group. My sincere gratitude also to Kamadaki Mataji for kindly hosting this session. We are continuing our study of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is a disciple of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and an incarnation of Sri Vyasadev. In the previous yuga, in Dwapar Yuga, the disciple of Vyasadev, Romaharshana Suta, his son was instructed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Suta Goswami. He was instructed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu after Romaharshana Suta was punished, that you go and you hear from Shukdev Goswami. So Suta Goswami went and studied under Sri Shukdev Goswami and then came and sat on Vyasa Asan. And now that Vyasadeva is directly instructed by Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is Balram. So previously the grand disciple of Vyasadeva was instructed. Now Vyasadeva himself is instructed. As Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is instructed directly by Lord Balram in the form of Sri Nityananda Ram. And he has written this Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. And all the translations and purports are by Om Vishnupad Paramhamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtottara Shatashri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, the beloved and revered spiritual master of our Samsthapakacharya, our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Sri Srimad Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada. We are going to read from verse number 98 to 217. This is the Adi Khanda of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 2, verses 98 to 217. So we will read all the verses, take the key points from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada's purports, and then we will have some discussion. Verse number 98. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is describing the scenario in Nadia, just prior to the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago. Nigude aneka ara vaishe nadiyai, purve sabe janmile na ishvara adhyay, Sri Chandra Shekhara Jagadisha Gopinath, Shrimana Murari Sri Garuda Gangadas. Many other devotees lived incognito in Nadia. By the will of the Supreme Lord, Sri Chandrasekhar. So this Chandrasekhar is the uncle of, maternal uncle of Nimai Pandit. He is not the Chandrasekhar of Varanasi. There are two Chandrasekhars. That Chandrasekhar was a friend of Tapan Mishra. Sri Chandrasekhar, Sri Jagadish Pandit, Jagdish and Hiranya Pandit. They were incarnations of the Yajna Patnis from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, from Krishna Leela, who fed Krishna and Balram nice bhoga. In this incarnation, they came as Jagdish and Hiranya Pandit. And on Ekadashi, they were able to feed Nimai. Gopinath, Shriman Pandit, Murari Gupta, Sri Garuda Pandit, who is an incarnation of Garudji in Gaur Leela, and Gangadas Pandit, who is an incarnation of Durvasmun. All took birth before the Lord. So they were all elder to Nimai. Then Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives many, many references from Sri Gaura Ganodesh Deepika of Sri Kavi Karnapur as to the identities of these great personalities. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ji writes in the purport, Sri Jagadish and Hiranya Pandits previously appeared as the wives of the Yajnik Brahmanas of Vraja. The Lord asked them for grains and they had offered to Lord Vishnu on the day of Ekadashi in Gaur Leela. Gauranga Mahaprabhu asked them and ate. Then Gaur Ganadesh Deepika also says that Chandrahas, the expert dancer and knower of mellows of Raja, has now appeared as Jagdish Pandit. So many devotees from Krishna Leela, they have appeared in Gaur Leela. Some of them have appeared in a combined form by the Achintya Shakti, the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. Then Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives references to where all these pastimes about these devotees is mentioned. Sri Gopinath Acharya was a Brahman companion of Nimai Pandit in Navadvip. He was the brother-in-law He was the sister's husband of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Gopinath Acharya. You see, when Sri Ishwarpuri Maharaj came to Nadia later on, he stayed in the house of Gopinath Acharya. And this Gopinath Acharya later on goes to Jagannath Puri. So Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law, sister's husband of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. I think the father of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, his name was Maheshwar Visharad. And the other brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was Vidyavachaspati, the whole family. So Gopinath Acharya was the brother-in-law of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidyavachaspati. It is stated in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika that the Prana Sakhi Gopi Ratnavali of Vraja appeared as Gopinath Acharya. Also, some devotees say that he was incarnation of Lord Brahma. So, of course, there are many Brahmas. So who knows which Brahma? And most of the Brahmas are very great devotees. So Gopinath Acharya was a combined incarnation of Lord Brahma and Ratnavali Gopi, who is a Prana Sakhi of Srimati Radharani, Gangadas, Gopinath Acharya. The Gaur Ganadesh Deepika says that Lord Brahma, the Lord of the universe, appeared as Gopinath Acharya. So both the opinions are there. Then, of course, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was the brother-in-law of Gopinath Acharya, who is one of the big branches of the tree of Lord Chaitanya. In this verse, Shriman refers to Shriman Pandit, the resident of Navadvip and participant in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inauguration of Kirtan. At the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing in the mood of Devi, he held a torch, this Shriman Pandit, associate of Mahaprabhu. Again, references are given. We are not reading everything in interest of time. Sri Garuda Pandit was a resident of Navadvip and he was a close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is mentioned that as Garuda Pandit traveled in ecstasy, the poison of a snake had no effect on him because of the strength of his chanting of the holy name. So Garuda, anyway, snakes are afraid of Garudaji. And Garuda Pandit was an incarnation of Garudaji. And even snakes like Kalia are afraid of Garudaji. And then it is mentioned in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, verse number 117, he who previously appeared as Garudaji has now appeared as Sri Garuda Pandit in Gaur Leela. He's one of the branches of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tree. Nimai studied Kalapa grammar from Gangadas Pandit. His residence was at Ganganagar near the house of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is stated in Gaur Ganadesh Deepika 53 that Vasishtha Muni, who was a spiritual master of Lord Ramachandra, has appeared as Gangadas and Sudarshan. Gaur Ganadesh Deepika also says in verse 111 that Gangadas, who is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was formerly the gopi's esteemed Durvas Muni of Nidhuvan. Haribo, why was he esteemed of the gopis? There is a story that happened in Nidhuvan. One time, the gopis, I'm trying to think, remember this past time. Once the gopis headed by Srimati Radharani, they asked Krishna, something like, why are you late? Krishna came late to meet with Srimati Radharani. So Radharani, along with the gopis, asked Krishna, Krishna, why are you late? Krishna said, oh, a very great Guru Mahatma has come to Vraj. I had gone to take his darshan. Acha, who has come? Krishna said, the great Durvas Muni has come. He is a very great Mahatma, Durvas Muni. So I went to take his darshan. My parents also took darshan. All of us from Nandagaon, we went and took darshan of Durvas Muni. Because when you take the blessings of great souls, all your desires are fulfilled. So the gopis, they said, oh, then we should also go and take darshan of Durvas Muni, because we also have a desire to serve Krishna. And if our desire is fulfilled, then our life will be successful. So Durvas Muni can give us that blessings. Previously, this Durvas Muni had given blessings to Srimati Radharani that her food will be nectar. And whoever tastes the food cooked by the lotus hands of Srimati Radharani, that person will have a very long and healthy life. And therefore, Srimati Yashoda Rani, every morning she invites Sri Radhika to her house in Nandagaon, all the way from Barsana, so that she can cook the first meal of the day for Kanha. And then Radharani cooks in the kitchen of Yashoda Maiya every morning the breakfast, and that is given to our Shyam Sundar. So Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, they decided that again, we want to get the blessings of the Ruvasmuni. So we should also serve. So the gopis asked Krishna, Krishna, is it okay if we go and serve Ruvasmuni, take his blessings and come quickly? Krishna said, yeah, yeah, by all means, you must. This is the dharma of all of us, that we should take blessings of all the great, great saints. So they asked Krishna, where is Ruvasmuni? Can you tell us? Oh, he's sitting in Nidhuvan doing his tapasya. Now Nidhuvan was on the other side of Yamuna, where this Leela is taking place between Krishna and the gopis. So the gopis said, okay, we will go. But how do we cross the Yamuna, Krishna? How do we cross the Yamuna? So Krishna said, oh, very simple. Yamuna, she is the most chaste personality. She is the most chaste personality. You just tell Yamuna eternal truth, Param Satya, and Yamuna Devi will give you way. She will part ways and she will allow you to cross. That is the only way to cross Yamuna. Okay, so what is the Param Satya Vakya, Krishna, that we should tell Yamuna? Krishna told Radharani that just tell Yamuna that Krishna is Naishthik Brahmachari. Krishna is an eternal Brahmachari. So Radharani started giggling. Said, Krishna, what are you saying? Have you forgotten all the embraces that you have given us? All the time we have danced, all the time we have done Rasleela and Vihar in the forests of Vrindavan. Brahmachari, what are you saying? So Krishna says, no, you tell Yamuna, the Param Satya, that I am a Brahmachari. And Yamuna will give you the way. So Radharani and all the gopis, they are giggling. Said, what to do? Let's go. Let's try it. So for fun, they go to Yamuna and Yamuna is filled with water. And Radharani says, oh Yamuna Devi, if Krishna is a Naishthik Brahmachari, and she cannot hold her laughter as she's saying this. If Krishna is Naishthik Brahmachari, please give us the way. And immediately, Yamuna Rani, she gave way to all the gopis headed by Srimati Radhika Rani. And the gopis were surprised. They quickly crossed. They were carrying all their paraphernalia with them. They crossed. They saw Ruvasmuni sitting in Nidhuvan. They offered their obeisances. And Ruvasmuni said, it is time for me to have my lunch. Can you give me some prasad? And Radharani and all the gopis, Ruvasmuni already had tasted the wonderful prasad cooked by Srimati Radharani. So he had agreed to taste it again. So when he requested, yes, Radharani immediately, she started cooking because they wanted to get the blessings of Ruvasmuni so that they can have Krishna in their life. So Radharani and all the gopis were assisting Radharani. Radharani personally cooked very nice, wonderful, tasty foodstuffs, and they were offered to Ruvasmuni. Radharani is the most amazing cook in the whole world. It is said that Srimati Radharani has been cooking for Krishna since time immemorial. And not once a preparation has been repeated twice. Every time she makes new preparations and they keep getting better and better. That is our Radharani. So she cooked for Ruvasmuni and big chappan bhog was offered Ruvasmuni. Mountains and mountains of wonderful, fragrant, tasty, delicious looking prasad. And Ruvasmuni opened his eyes and he saw the most amazing preparations cooked by Radharani. And Ruvasmuni heartily ate everything. Very happily, he ate everything, did not leave behind even a morsel of food. What to speak of morsel, even a speck of food he didn't. He ate everything. And after eating everything, Ruvasmuni gave a burp. Triptosmi. I am completely satisfied, Radharani. Now ask for any benediction. Whatever you have in your heart, may all your desires be fulfilled. He blessed Radharani. And Radharani said, please, Ruvasmuni, give us the blessings that we can go to Shyam Sundar. Ruvasmuni said, yes, yes, please go. You have my full blessings. I'm totally pleased with you. Radharani said, but how do we cross Yamuna? So Ruvasmuni says, very simple. Very simple. You just tell Yamuna a supreme truth, eternal truth. And if you tell that, Yamuna Devi, she will give you the way. So Radharani said, can you please tell us some vakya, some sentence that we should tell Yamuna? Ruvasmuni said, how did you come here? So Radharani said, your disciple Krishna, because Krishna had gone and taken darshan of Ruvasmuni, taken his blessings. Your disciple Krishna, he told the same thing, that we have to tell eternal truth to Yamuna and she will give way. So he told us that just tell Yamuna that I am a eternal Brahmachari. And surprisingly, Yamuna gave way. So now what eternal truth should we tell? Because Krishna said that truth will only work once. You cannot tell the same truth again and again. So now you gave us another truth that we have to tell Yamuna. So Durvas Muni understood everything. He said, yes, tell Yamuna that Durvas Muni, who only eats one Durva grass, every day, that Durvas Muni is requesting you to give way. So Radharani and Gopis, they were surprised. Just now he had Chappan Bhog and he says, that Durvas Muni who only eats one blade of grass, Durva grass, how is that? But anyway, Radharani bowed down and she went and she told Yamuna Devi, that Yamuna Devi, that Durvas Muni who only eats Durva grass is asking you to give way, please. Immediately Yamuna Rani, she gave way. Radharani and all the gopis are surprised. They are laughing. They happily crossed and Krishna was there on the other side of the bank, on the bank of Yamuna. Our Tribhanga Deha Sundaram, Krishna was standing in his threefold bending form, happily smiling, playing on his flute. Srimati Radharani went to Krishna along with all the gopis and Radharani asked Krishna, Krishna, can you solve this mystery? Like guru, like disciple. The guru also told us to lie and the disciple also told us to lie to Yamuna. But Yamuna Rani still gave way. So how is it? Can you please explain? So this wonderful pastime that is taking place in Niduvan. So Krishna smiled and he said, for all of us to understand, for our Shiksha, Krishna said, that my dear Radharani, please know that I am completely detached from sense gratification. Our relationship is purely based on love. There is no lust. There is only love. And because I do not engage on the platform of mundane lust, because I don't have any material lust in me, none of my activities, my Ras Leela, my Chirharan Leela, any of the Leelas that I do, my pastimes with you in the afternoon at Radhakund, all these pastimes are untouched by the modes of material nature. What to speak of lust? They're untouched even by mode of goodness. These are all performed on the basis of Vishuddha Sattva. Because there is no tinge of lust, I am a Naishtik Brahmachari. Even though I am doing all these Leelas with you. These are Leelas of love. Prema Pumarto Mahan. As far as Durvas Muni is concerned, my dear Radhika Rani, he is Nirapeksha Sadhu. He does not have any expectation. He doesn't ask for anything. He doesn't expect anything. If he gets a blade of grass, he will accept it as the Lord's mercy. And if he's given Chappan Bhog, he will accept it as the Lord's mercy. Sometimes in the forest, he eats a blade of grass. Sometimes when a very magnanimous gopis like you give him Chappan Bhog, he eats Chappan Bhog. But he's without attachment. Not that he's thinking, today I will go to that village because I will get Chappan Bhog there. No. He has Ayachak Vritti. He is just without any expectation. He is just doing his bhajan. Therefore, whether he eats Chappan Bhog or whether he fasts or whether he eats Durva grass, it is all the same for Durvas Muni. So sometimes he is fasting, sometimes he is feasting without any attachment. So this beautiful pastime took place in Niduvan. And this Durvas Muni, wanting to participate in Gaur Leela, has come as Gangadas Pandit, in whose house Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day would go and study. And then, of course, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes from Chaitanya Charitamrita that Sri Pandit Gangadas was the eighth branch of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who remembers the activities of Sri Gangadas Pandit attains freedom from all bondage. Hare Krishna. Verse number 100. Eke eke bali tehaya pustaka vistar kathara prastavana malai bajani jar. If I listed all the names of the devotees, Srila Vrindavanas Thakur is saying, the book would increase in size, vistar would become very big. And therefore, I have only mentioned few names and remaining names, remaining pastimes, I will mention at the appropriate time in the book. Verse number 101. Sabai swadharma para sabai udhar, Krishna bhakti bhai keha na janaye ar. All these devotees were engaged in their prescribed duties. Swadharma para. They were magnanimous. Sabai udhar. They were very magnanimous and they knew nothing other than devotional service to Krishna. Krishna bhakti bhai keha na janaye ar. This is the qualification of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They do their prescribed duties. They are udar, they are magnanimous, means jibe doya, and they know nothing other than devotional service to Krishna. सबे करे सबार बांधव व्यवहार केह कारो ना जाने ना निज अवतार. दे ऑल हैड वेरी फ्रेंडली रिलेशनशिप्स विद ईच अदर, बांधव व्यवहार, वेरी फ्रेंडली डीलिंग्स विद ईच अदर, ऑल्दो दे वर अनअवेयर ऑफ ईच अदर्स आइडेंटिटी. सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य डज नॉट नो दैट ओ दिस इज दुर्वास मुनि बिकॉज ही इज बृहस्पति. सार्वभौम भट्टाचार्य इज बृहस्पति. सो लाइक दैट द यज्ञ पत्नीज डोंट नो दैट ओ this is the guru of our husbands from previous, he is Durvas Muni. So they don't know, as Brahmapatnis, they don't know all that. So covered by the Leela Shakti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are performing their wonderful Leelas, not aware of each other's identity. Vishnu Bhakti Shunya Dekhi Sakala Samsar Antare Dahaye Bada Chitta Savakar. Very important verse, verse to memorize. Srila Vrindavana Thakur is writing, Vishnu Bhakti Shunya Dekhi Sakala Sansar, seeing all the people in the world around them in Nadia at that time are devoid of Vishnu Bhakti. They are not Vaishnavas. Antare Dahaya Bada Chitta Savakar. Chitta Dahaya. Daha means to burn. They were burning with pain inside their chitta. Their heart was burning seeing that people are without devotion. Because without devotion to Krishna, life is useless. Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya. जाति शास्त्र जप तप अप्राणस्यैव देहस्य मंडनम लोकरंजनम. विदाउट कृष्ण भक्ति वी आर लाइक डेड बॉडीज विथ सम डेकोरेशन ऑन इट. व्हाट वैल्यू इज इट? द पर्सन इज डेड. भगवत भक्ति हीनस्य जाति शास्त्र जप तप. वेदर वी आर बॉर्न इन अ वेरी हाई जाति, वेरी एरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली, शास्त्र, वेदर वी हाउ मेनी वर्सेस वी नो, हाउ मेनी स्क्रिप्चर्स वी हैव स्टडीड. भगवत भक्ति हीनस्य जाति शास्त्र जप, हाउ मच जप वी आर डूइंग, हाउ मेनी प्रेयर्स वी आर चैंटिंग, एंड तप, व्हाट तपस्या वी आर डूइंग, हाउ मेनी निर्जला फास्ट वी आर डूइंग, व्हाट एवर तपस्या वी आर डूइंग. इट इज अप्राणस्य एव देहस्य मंडनम. इट इज द मंडनम, इट इज अ डेकोरेशन ऑफ अप्राणस्य देहस्य. इट इज द डेकोरेशन ऑन अ डेड बॉडी. एंड व्हाट इज इट मेंट फॉर? मंडनम लोकरंजनम. इट इज ओनली मेंट फॉर लोकरंजनम. People come for the last darshan of a person who has died. They call it showing. You nice do embalming and you put nice makeup, nice clothes for the dead person, put garlands, fresh clothes. People come and they look in the casket. So that is lokaranjanam. It is only meant for the pleasure of the people. That decoration on the dead body does nothing for the soul of the person who has already attained another destination by that time. Hare Krishna. So Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japa Tapa is all useless. It is Aparanasya Dehasya Mandanam, decoration of a dead body, Lokaranjanam, only meant for satisfaction of people. So therefore, seeing that the whole world is devoid of Vishnu Bhakti, the devotees were burning. They were having so much sorrow in their heart. Krishna Katha Shuni Beka Keha Nahi Jana Apana Apani Sabe Karena Kirtana. Krishna Katha Shuni Beka Keha Nahi Jana. They could not find any place where Krishna Katha was going on. Can you imagine? Now there are so many platforms. Right now, so many Krishna Kathas are going on only in the world of ISKCON. And then there are so many other Gaudiya institutes. There are so many other sampradayas. There are so many other devotees. So much Harikatha is going on in this world by the blessings of the Akhanda Guru Tattva and all the great acharyas. But at that time, particular time, 500 years ago in India, especially in Nadia, people were very proud. They were dry scholars, dry philosophers, but they didn't have bhakti. So Krishna Katha was not happening. So what did the devotees do? When there is no Krishna Katha happening, what did the devotees do? Apana apani sabe karena kirtana. They came together. Whatever few devotees were there, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Kolaveja Shridhar, Advaita Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, they would come together, Gangadas Pandit, and they would discuss Krishna Katha amongst themselves. Other thousands and thousands and hundreds and thousands of people are not doing Krishna Katha. But these 7-8 devotees, they would come together and they would have their own Sangha. Apana apani sabe karena kirtana. This is a lesson for all of us. If nothing is happening, 2-3 like-minded devotees, Sajatiya Sangha, we should come. And machitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta shyamam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna katha sunibeka keha nahi jana apana apani sabe karena kirtana. Duichari danda thaki advaita sabhaye Krishna katha prasanga sakala dukha jaye. For 2-3 hours they would come to the house of Advaita Acharya, finding time from their schedules. and they would come together at the same time, and they would mitigate their sorrow, their pain, by coming and discussing Krishna Katha. Tushyanti cha Ramanti cha. They used to get a lot of happiness by discussing Krishna Katha. Dagda dekhe sakala samsar bhaktagana alape rasthana nahi karena krandana. The devotees felt that the entire world was burning in material life. This is a fact. Every morning we are chanting Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadava Agni. This Harinam Sankirtan Harikatha does Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam. It extinguishes. But without Param Vijaya Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, without Krishna Sankirtanam, there is only Bhava Mahadava Agni. Dava Agni, forest fire, samsara dava nalilidhaloka. So this is a forest fire. And they could see that this dagda dekhe sakala samsara bhakta gana ala perasthana nahi karena krandana. They could not speak anything, seeing the suffering of the people, and they simply cried. How is it that Kali Yuga has taken such strong influence on this whole world? People are devoid of Krishna Katha, Krishna Nam. Sakala Vaishnava Mili Apani Advaita Prani Matra Kare Keha Nare Bhujaite. Shri Advaita Acharya, along with the other devotees, tried to preach to the people. Hari Hari. Shri Advaita Acharya and the other devotees, they tried to preach to other people. But Prani Matra Kare Keha Nare Bhujitai. No one could understand their preaching. Dukha Bhavi Advaita Karena Upavas. Sakala Vaishnava Gane Chade Dirghaswash. Seeing that people are not transforming, their hearts are not transforming towards Krishna, the preaching is not successful. Dukha Bhavi Advaita Karena Upavas. Advaita Acharya, being very distressed and sorrowful that he is not able to bring people to the lotus feet of Krishna, he started fasting. Kare Upavas. Sakala Vaishnava Gane Chade Dirghashvash. And all the devotees, they were taking deep breaths in great sorrow. Keha na Krishnera Nritya Kena va Kirtana Kareva Vaishnava Bali Kiba Sankirtana. People did not know why the devotees were dancing for Krishna or chanting Krishna's names. So these 7-8 devotees, they were doing their, having their sangha, they were chanting, they were hearing Krishna Katha, they were discussing topics of Krishna. And people are wondering, what are they doing? Why are they chanting Krishna Nam? Why are they discussing Krishna Katha? They could not understand what is Vaishnava and what is Sankirtan. Kare na Vaishnava Bali Keba Sankirtan. They could not understand. Ordinary people cannot understand. Manushanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yadati Siddhaya Sati. Yadatam Api Siddhanam Kaschin Mam Veti Tatvata. Muktanam Api Siddhanam Narayana Parayana. Very rare. Devotees are very rare. Kichu Nahi Jane Loka Dhana Putra Ashe Sakala Pashandi Meli Vaishnave Rahase. People could not understand these things. Sankirtan, Krishna Katha, what is devotion? Their hearts were filled with Dhanaputra Ash. What was the desire in their heart? Children, family, wealth. That's all they wanted. They were atheistic. Sakala Pashandi Meli. Vaishnavera Hase. And what they would do? They would ridicule the devotees. Vaishnavera Hase. Chari Bhai Srivasami Liya Nijaghare Nishahile Harinama Gaya Uchaswara. What did Srivas Thakur do along with his brothers? Srivas Thakur and his three brothers. Chari Bhai means four brothers. Srivas Thakur and his three brothers. Shri Ram, Shri Nidhi and others. So Srivas Thakur and his three brothers, total four, what they would do? Nisha Haile Harinama Gaya Uchaswara. In the evening, Nisha Kale, in the evening, they would come together and they would do Harinam Gaya Uchaswara. Loudly they would chant Harinam. Loudly, to purify the ether, to purify the atmosphere, loudly. Shuniya Pashandi Bole Haila Pramad. E Brahmana Kari Beka Gramera Utsad. Hearing the Pashandis, the atheistic people, they would criticize Srivas Thakur and his three brothers. What is this fellow doing loudly chanting Harinam? He's going to destroy the whole village. He's going to ruin this village. Mahativra Narapati Yavana Ihar E Akhyana Shunile Pramada Nadiyar. What was the logic of the atheistic people, the Pashandis? That Mahativra Narapati, the Narapati, the king of Bengal, is Mahativra. He is very strict. He is a fundamentalist. And who is he? Yavana Ihar. He is Yavan. He's a Musalman. And E akhya na shunile pramada na diyar. If he hears this kirtan, E akhya na shunile, if he hears this devotee is doing Krishna katha, Krishna kirtan, pramada na diyar. He will get angry at the entire village of Nadia and he will destroy Nadia. Keha bole e brahmane e gram haite ghar bhangi guchai ya phelai mustrote. Another atheist person said, this Brahman, Srivas Thakur and his brothers, they are a nuisance. They should be driven out of the town. They should be driven out of the village of Nadia and their house should be broken and thrown into the Ganga. Just see. A Vaishnava has the power to purify a place. Tirthi kurvanti tirthani. They can purify even the places of pilgrimage. And such wonderful pure devotees have appeared. And Srivas Thakur is one of the Panchatattva members. He represents the pure devotee. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakhyam Bhaktakhyam. That pure devotee is called Srivas Thakur. Bhaktakam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. So Srivas Thakur, they want to throw out of the village and his house, which is a mandir, which is a place of pilgrimage, where we go. Srivasangan even today. The villagers at that time wanted to break down that house, drive Srivas Thakur and his family out of the village and break that house and throw it into the Ganga. So this material world, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraj Thakur concluded, is not a place for gentlemen. Therefore, we are here because of our own bad karma. We are suffering. Atmakrit. We have cooked our own karma. So now we should wake up and we should do Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purushaparam. We should do Bhakti Yog with Tivrata. Why? Because Mahativra Narapati Yavana Ihar. This world is ruled by a Mahativra Narapati. Narapati means king. Who is the king now in this material world? Of course, that Chand Kazi and Nawab Hussain Shah, they are there, they are gone. But ultimately in Kali Yuga, who is the king? It is Kali himself. The age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And with hypocrisy, we can never get Krishna. Because Saralta hi Vaishnavata. And Kali means Kutinati. Dupliciousness. So Saralta hi Vaishnavata. Vaishnava is very Saral. Very straightforward. But Kali Yuga means duplicity. And on top of that, quarrel. No peace. So how can one get Krishna in Kali Yuga? Under the influence of Kali, if we are Kali Chelas, impossible. Because he is the Narapati in Kali Yuga. Very difficult. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraj Thakur said, this world is not a place for gentlemen. Now that we are here, Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vanityam Asukham Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. In the 18th chapter, Krishna says, Anityam Asukham Lokam Imam Prapya Bhajasvamam. Now that you have obtained Prapya, you have obtained this Anityam Asukham Lokam. You have obtained this world, which is temporary and it is full of miseries. Dukhalayama Shashvatam. What should you do? Bhajasvamam, Baba, Bhajasvamam. Just take shelter of me. Nothing else is going to work. Daivyesha Gunamai, Mama Maya, Duraktaya, Mam Evaya Prapadyante, Mayam Etam Tarantite. That is the only way. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan astiyo eka mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param raje sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishyami ma sucha. Don't worry. So many problems are there. We will get bewildered and bogged down. Oh, what to do? We will become paralyzed. If we analyze the situation, there will be paralysis by analysis. So we analyze, oh, so many problems. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan, ocean of faults, ocean of problems. No hope. What will I do? Ma sucha. Just take shelter of Krishna. Bhaja Govindam. Bhajahu Remana, Shrinanda Nandana, Abhaya Charana Aravindai. So this is the talks that the atheists were doing. So we should not get disheartened if we see this in today's world. It is expected. In fact, our acharyas tell us that very soon a time will come when it will be very difficult to find a pure devotee. Hare Krishna. We need sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koe. Lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoe. Without sadhu sangha, we cannot do. We cannot get sarva siddhi. We need sadhu sangha. And now sadhu sangha is available. There are so many wonderful devotees in this world. And there are pure devotees also in this world. Right now, as we speak. We just have to find them. And it is not very difficult to find them. Their amogh vani is there on ISKCON Desire Tree on YouTube. We can go to the dham and find them. There are pure devotees in this world. But as time goes by, the number of pure devotees will significantly reduce and they will be hidden. It will be very difficult to find them. So let's not waste this lifetime. If in this lifetime we are able to find a sadhu, a Mahabhagwat, let us surrender to that Mahabhagwat. Vina Mahatpaja Rajobhishekam. Let us have Abhishek with the Raj, the dust from the lotus feet of such Mahabhagwats, which means live our life under their instructions, following their instructions, completely surrender to their instructions. Let us take shelter of the great devotees and perfect our life in this lifetime itself. We don't know what will happen in the future. Shunya Advaita Krodhe Agnihe Najwale Digambara Hai Sarva Vaishnavera Bole. When Sri Advaita Acharya heard this blaspheming, these talks by the atheists, the devotees would come and report to him. He became very angry. Shunya Advaita Krodhe. He became angry and not even bothering about how he was dressed. Digambara Hai Sarva Vaishnavera Bole. He addressed all the devotees spontaneously. Shuna Srinivasa Ganga Dasa Shuklambar Karaiba Krishna Sarva Nayana Gochar. Listen, Srinivas. Srinivas is another name for Srivas Thakur. We should not get confused. Srivas Thakur is also called Srinivas. Same meaning, Srivas, Srinivas. Nivas and Vas is same. Srivas or Srinivas, no problem. Even in Gaurarthi, it is Srinivas, not Srivas Thakur. But it refers to Srivas Thakur only. One of the five members of the Panchatattva. Dakhi nenitai chan mame godadhara nikate advaita shrini vasa chhatradhara. Who is holding the umbrella over Mahaprabhu during Gaurarthi? It is Srinivas Thakur, which is Srivas Thakur. So here, Shuna Srinivasa means Srivas Thakur, listen. Gangadas, oh Gangadas Pandit, listen. Shuklambar, oh Shuklambar Brahmachari, listen. Karaiba Krishna Sarva Nayana Gochar. Gochar means to access, to become accessible. Nayana Gochar, I will make Krishna accessible to all, which means I will make Krishna visible to all of you. A Gochar means cannot access. Tvam Akinchana Gochar means Akinchans can have access to you, Kunti Maharani says. So here it is. Shuna Srinivasa Ganga Dasa Shuklambar Karaiba Krishna Sarva Nayana Gochar. I will make Krishna visible to all of your eyes. Saba Uddhari Be Krishna Apane Asiya Bhujai Be Krishna Bhakti Toma Saba Laya. Krishna will personally come and he will deliver everyone. Saba Uddhari Be. He will deliver everyone and all by preaching devotional service with your help. Toma Saba Laya. He will not do it alone. He will do it with all of you. All of you will be involved in the deliverance of this whole world. Advaita Acharya is saying. Krishna Varanam Tvisa Krishnam Sango Pangastra Parshadam. All of you will be involved. Yabe Nahi Parotabe Ei Deha Haite Prakashi Achari Bhuja Chakralai Muhate. Advaita Acharya said, and if this does not happen, if Krishna does not come, he does not take all of you with him to deliver this whole world. If this doesn't happen, then I will manifest my Chari Bhuja. I will manifest my four-handed form. I will take up my chakra. And what will I do? Pashandire katiya karimuskandanash tabe Krishna Prabhu mora muitaradas. Advaita Acharya in his avesh, in his great enthusiasm, he's saying, Pashandire katiya karimuskandanash. I will chop this atheists who are criticizing and threatening all of you to pieces with my Sudarshan Chakra and Skandanash. I will cut their neck. Tabe Krishna Prabhu Mora Muitaradas. At that time, it will be confirmed that I am Krishna Das and Krishna is my master. Eimata Advaita Balena Anukshan Sankalpa Kariya Puja Krishnera Charan. In this way, speaking in this way, Sri Advaita Acharya constantly worshipped Sri Krishna's lotus feet with great determination. Determination. Utsaha nishchayat dhairyat. We need all enthusiasm, determination, sankalpa, and patience also. They were patient. Mahaprabhu will appear. Wait for Gaur Puranima. It's coming in a few days. Bhakta sabha niravadhi eka chitta haiya puja krishna pada padma krandana kariya. When the devotees heard this, with great ecstasy, the devotees started krandana kariya. They started crying with love. And with fixed determination, niravadhi eka chitta bhakti kariya. They were doing, practicing their bhajan. Niravadhi means constantly with ek chitta. Ananyas chintayanto maam ye jana pariupasate. Tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam vahamyam. Sarvanavadvipe bhrame bhagavat agana. Kothao nashune bhakti yoge rakathana. In this way, as devotees wandered around Navadvip, kothao nashune bhakti yoge rakathana. They never heard any topics of devotional service. Keha dukhe chahe nija sharira edite. Keha Krishna bali shwasa chhadaye kandite. Seeing the pathetic condition of the people in general, some of the devotees wanted to give up their life. Keha dukhe chahe nija sharira edite. They wanted to leave their bodies. While other devotees sighed deeply as they called out the name of Krishna and cried. Keha Krishna, Krishna bali chhadaye kandite. They started shedding tears, praying to Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, please come, please save this world. Anna bhala mate karo narucha ye mukhe jagate ra vyavhara dekhi paya dukhe. The devotees are so unhappy that anna bhala mate karona. They were not even able to eat nicely. Sometimes we say, oh, I am feeling so much separation from Krishna. I am feeling so much compassion for this world. Really, we must preach. Krishna consciousness has to spread in Atlanta. And then I'm overeating and becoming fat. That is not genuine. That is not genuine. Devotees are feeling so much sorrow, not for themselves. They are fully Krishna conscious. They are self-realized. But for others. They are Nitya Siddhas who have descended, all of them. But they are crying for all of us. And what is the effect? Anna bhala mate na karo. They are not even able to eat properly. So if you are saying, just mukhe bole baba, mukhe bole baba. If you are saying, oh yes, yes, I am feeling so much compassion. Oh yes, this world needs to be delivered. So much needs to be done in Prabhupada's service, in Mahaprabhu's mission. And then we are eating happily and enjoying. So what is there today? Is there rasgulla, gulab jam? Let me, give me extra. We are happily eating. That means there is no real glani. There is no real pain, no burning in the heart. Proof is here. Anna bhala mate karona ruchaye mukhe. Jagatera vyavhar dekhi paya dukhe. They were so sad. Anna bhala mate karo naruchaye mukhe. Jagatera vyavhar dekhi paya dukhe. The devotees became so unhappy by seeing people's behavior that they lost their desire to eat. That is a test. One of the tests. Chadi lena bhaktagana sarva upabhog avatari bare prabhu karila udyog. Last verse for today. As the devotees gave up all material comforts, they started fasting. Advaita Acharya is doing upas. These devotees are giving up their eating. They are crying. They are feeling pain. Chadi lena bhaktagana sarva upabhog. The devotees gave up all enjoyments, all material comforts. What happened at that time? Avatari bare prabhu karila udyog. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now I will incarnate. Hari Hari! The devotees, in short, the devotees captured the heart of Mahaprabhu. They persuaded Mahaprabhu to descend. They forced Mahaprabhu to descend with their love, with their genuine compassion for the fallen souls, and with their heartfelt prayers. Hari Hari. So with this, we will stop, my dear friends. I would like to just speak few words. We have got 12 more minutes. So 10 minutes I will speak a few more words about the important principle that we discussed today in today's discussion. We saw how the devotees, they are para dukkha dukhi. And what is the real dukkha? The real dukkha in this world is not janma mrutyu jara vyadhi. That is, on one level, that is dukkha. Janma mrutyu jara vyadhi dukkha doshanu darshanam. That is true on one level. But the real sorrow in the heart of the devotee, the real dukkha that they feel, para dukkha dukkhi Vaishnavas, when they see lack of Krishna consciousness. Lack of Krishna consciousness. If a person is dying of cancer, but that person is completely Krishna conscious, when the person departs, do we feel sorry for the person, or do we celebrate such a glorious departure and we pray to that person? Right? We pray to that person because life is successful. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when they are still living in sound, and while living spread the holy name around. So that is Vaishnava. For such Vaishnavas, we don't cry, lament. We feel separation from them, but we don't cry feeling sorry for them. We celebrate their glorious departure. So the real pain in the heart that the devotees feel, para dukkha dukhi, is when they see other people in this world are devoid of Krishna consciousness. They don't know what is their real swartha. What is their real swartha? Bahirartha manina. They have given too much importance on things that are not important. Matter doesn't matter. Spirit matters. But when people forget this and they give more importance to material wealth, then the devotees feel great pain seeing this ignorant, fallen condition of people. And seeing that there is no Krishna Katha anywhere, how much pain the devotees felt. No Krishna Katha, no topics of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada had the same mood, my dear friends. I would like to very quickly show you one composition by Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada wrote on Jaladuta. We all know this song, but let us today, because this mood that we are reading in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat is the mood of the Senapati Bhakta of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Markine Bhagavat Dharma. Look at Srila Prabhupada. All of you can see the screen. Look at Srila Prabhupada. He's writing this when he first came to Boston Harbor, September 18th, 1965. बोरो कृपा कैले कृष्णा अध मेर प्रति की लागी या नीले हे था कोरो ए बेगति. श्रील प्रभुपाद हु लेफ्ट श्री श्री राधा दामोदर मंदिर इन सेवा कुंज वेर श्रील प्रभुपाद इटर्नली बिलोंग्स, ही लेफ्ट एवरीथिंग एंड ही केम फॉर ऑल ऑफ अस टू डिलीवर दिस वर्ल्ड. एंड श्रील प्रभुपाद हैज जस्ट सफर्ड टू हार्ट अटैक्स, सी सिकनेस, practically starvation, because Srila Prabhupada refused to eat the food cooked by the crew members on the Jaladuta. When they came to Middle East and at one of the ports, Captain Pandya got down and bought an electric cooker for Srila Prabhupada. That is when Srila Prabhupada made his first khichdi. Srila Prabhupada started from Kolkata, went all around India, Sri Lanka, came to the west coast of India, and then went through Arabian Sea. So Bay of Bengal, Indian Ocean, Arabian Sea, and then he went westwards. And when he stopped on the way at one of the ports in the Middle East, Captain Pandya gifted Srila Prabhupada an electric heater on which Srila Prabhupada made his first khichdi. Until then, Srila Prabhupada was fasting for so many days. So starvation, heart attacks, seasickness, vomiting. It is such a painful condition to have nausea and to vomit, and vomiting on empty stomach, just dry, retching because of motion sickness. Srila Prabhupada did not have meclizine or any medicine to take care of his motion sickness. No medicines, suffering on the sea. And what is Srila Prabhupada writing? The first words that come out from his pen are what? Boro kripa koile Krishna adha mera prati. Here is a Mahabhagavat, self-realized Paramhamsa. Pure devotee, born to pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada's father, Sri Gaur Mohan Dev, was a pure devotee. So Srila Prabhupada was born not in some Brahman family, in the family of pure devotees who had a connection with Srila Narottam Das Thakur in the family lineage, the Malliks. Prabhupada is born in a Vaishnava family, which is superior to being born in a Brahman family. Srila Prabhupada is born in the family of pure Vaishnavas. From his childhood, he never forgot Krishna. As a child, he worshipped Radha Govinda. 5-year-old, he's performing Rath Yatra. That Prabhupada, the disciple of Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada Maharaj, such an illustrious Vaishnava is saying, Adham era prati. He is calling himself Adham. And even though he has suffered heart attacks, motion sickness, starvation, he has lost everything. He has taken sannyas, lost his business, lost his family, his wealth, his house, everything. He grew up in Calcutta, and when he boarded the Jarudashi from Calcutta, there was no one even to pick up his suitcase for him. 70-year-old man. That Prabhupada is saying, Boro Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati. Oh Krishna, you are so merciful to me. This is love, my dear friends. This is Ashlishava Padaratam Pinashtumam Adarshanan Marmahatam Karotuva Yatha Tathava Vidhatu Lampato Matrana Nathastusa Eva Napara. Oh Gopinath, you are mine. You can do whatever you want. When I embrace your lotus feet, you can crush me. Or you can pick me up and embrace me. You can neglect me. You can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter. Maro bhi rakho bhi jo ichha tohar. Nitya dasa prati tuva adhikar. I am yours. Boro kripa koile Krishna. Adhamera prati. Ki lagiya nile heta koro ebi gati. Now that you have brought me here, I don't know why you have brought me here. Ki lagiya nile. Andla ikade. You have brought me here. But why? I don't know. Ki. I don't know why you brought me here. But koro ebi gati. But now that you have brought me, you do whatever you want with me. No problem. And why Srila Prabhupada says he doesn't know why he has been brought here? Ache kichu karja tab ei anumane nahe keno anibena ei ugrasthane. What is Boston? What is the Western world? What is United States of America? It is not about American dream. It is not about living in a developed country and earning in dollars and living comfortably. Ugrasthane. Srila Prabhupada is labeling this world Ugrasthane. Terrible place. Why? Because there is no Krishna Bhakti here. 1965, September 1965. How many Krishna temples are there on North American continent? Zero. 10 years from now, there will be 108 temples. Hari Bol. This is Srila Prabhupada. 1965. How many Gaudiya Vaishnavas are there on North American continent? Zero. How many rounds are being chanted on North American continent? Zero. How much Harinam Sankirtan is happening? Zero. Zero. Nirvishesha Shunyavad Paschatya Deshatarine. Srila Prabhupada is coming. Srila Prabhupada is coming to Ugrasthane. Oh Krishna, he is praying. Why have you brought me to this country of Rajastamo gune era sabai achana Vasudeva katharuchi nahe se prasanna. This population of this Western world is covered by Rajas and Tamogun, modes of passion and ignorance, earning money, new invention, new this, new enjoyment, new vacations, more sense gratification, mode of passion. Giving pain to animals in the slaughterhouses, eating meat, drinking alcohol, doing drugs and falling unconscious on the sides of the street, living a life filled with ignorance of Krishna, mode of ignorance. Rajastama. Srila Prabhupada is coming from Vishuddha Sattva, from Seva Kunj, where Krishna is serving Srimati Radharani in Raslila. That Seva Kunj, he is coming from the home of Radha Govinda, from the Nikunja of Radha Govinda, and he is coming to Ugrasthane, covered with Rajas and Tamo Gun. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves happy and satisfied. They don't want anything else. They are happy. And therefore, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Nahe. They have no ruchi, no taste for Vasudeva Katha. Are you seeing the parallels, my dear friends, with Chaitanya Bhagavat? What was being described before the advent of Mahaprabhu in India? And this is before the advent of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission in the Western world. Hari Bol. There Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur, Shuklambar Brahmachari, Gangadas Pandit, they made Mahaprabhu appear in Navadvipa physically 500 years ago. And 50 years ago or so, Srila Prabhupada made Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur Nitai appear here with their Sankirtan movement in the Western world. Same situation and same mood of a Nitya Parikar, of an eternal associate of Mahaprabhu. Advaita Acharya Srinivas Thakur are also associates of Mahaprabhu, and so is our Srila Prabhupada. His Divine Grace Sri Srimad Abhay Charan Arvind Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. Tabe jadi taba kripa hoy ahay tu ki sakali sambhava hoy tumi se kautu ki. Oh my dear Krishna, if you give your ahaituki kripa, your causeless mercy, then everything is possible. Sakala sambhava, everything is possible because you are the most expert mystic. Ki bhave bhujale tara bhuje sei rasa eta kripa koro prabhu kori nijabasha. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? Ki bhave bhujale tara bhuje sei rasa. How will they understand shringar rasa? Therefore, eta kripa koro prabhu kori nija vasha. You somehow bring them under your control. I am praying for your mercy. Please do it. You can do it. Tomara ichhae sab hoye maya vasha. Tomara ichhae nasha maya ra parasha. By your permission, the living entities come under the illusion of Maya. And if you will, my dear Krishna, then by your desire, they can be released also from the clutches of illusion. Krishna bhulya sei jiv anadir bahir mukha ataiva maya tare deha samsar dukha. Krishna bahir mukha jiv bhoga vancha kare nikatastha maya tare jhapatiya dhare. So the living entity desires to engage with Maya, and Krishna gives. He's the Anumanta. He gives permission. Okay, go. So therefore, Prabhupada is saying, Tomara ichhaya sabha hoye maya vash. Tomara ichhaya nasha maya ra parash. And by your desire, they can be released also. Mochan. Taba ichha hoye jadi tadera udhara bhujibe nishchaya tabe katha se tomara. It is my desire that you should deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire, taba ichha hoye jadi, if you so desire their deliverance, then only they will be able to understand your message. Bhujibe nishchay tabe katha se tomar. They will understand your katha, tava katha amritam tapta jivanam, if you give them your mercy. Bhagavater katha se taba avatara dhira haiya shune jadi kane bara bara. Haribo. Shunite shunite prabhu santosha apar. Bolo bolo bole prabhu. Bolo bara bara. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. Krishna tulya bhagavata vibhu sarvashraya. Prati akshare prati shloke nana artha koye. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. Krishna tulya bhagavata. There is no difference between Bhagavatam and Krishna. If a sober person, a dhira, repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception. Dhira haya shune jadi kane bar bar. Again and again. Nityam bhagavata seva. We have to hear it again and again. What will happen? We will be able to understand that Krishna and Bhagavatam are non-different. And Srila Prabhupada is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam. Shrunvatam swakatha Krishna punya shravana kirtana ridantasto hi abhadrani vidhunoti surhitsatam nashta prayesha bhadreshu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavat uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki tadarajastamo bhava kamalo bhadayascha ye cheta etairana viddham sthitam sattve prasidati. Evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogatah bhagavat tattva vidnyanam mukta sangasya jayate bhidyate hridaya granthish chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. Beautiful verses from Bhagavatam 1.2.17-21. Shri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment, vidhunoti surhit satam, from the heart of the devotee who relishes his messages.
Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna. Punya Shravana, which are themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee. Srila Prabhupada is carrying Bhagavatam first canto with him, my dear friends. Please remember. And there is no Bhagavatam in the Western world. He is bringing it. By regularly hearing Bhagavatam, there has been no Bhagavatam class on this continent so far. And Prabhupada is coming. And he's saying, by regularly hearing Bhagavatam, full faith in Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada has. And rendering service to a pure devotee. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavatam means both. The book Bhagavat, Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, and the Bhakta Bhagavat. Both. By hearing Bhagavatam, how do we serve Bhagavatam? By reading and hearing attentively. Not getting up in class, going on the phone in the class, coming late for class. No. We have to observe the etiquette. We are worshipping Srimad Bhagavatam by attending Bhagavatam class. By regularly hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Shrunvatam Swakatha Krishna. And Nityam Bhagavata Seva, by rendering service to a pure devotee. Both. What happens? All that is troublesome to the heart. The Abhadra is practically destroyed. Practically destroyed. Nashta Prayeshu. Prayeshu. Practically everything. Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And loving service unto the glorious Lord, Bhaktir Bhavati, Naishthiki Bhakti, irrevocable, unshakable, unflinching Bhakti will be established for Krishna. And who is Krishna? He's Uttama Shlok. He's praised by transcendental verses like these. At that time, loving service is established in the heart, and Rajas and Tamas, modes of passion and ignorance, and Kam Vasana, lusty desires, disappear from the heart. Hari Bol. Then the devotee is established in Shuddha Sattva, in pure goodness, and he becomes truly happy. Thus established in the mode of goodness, the man, rejuvenated by loving service to Krishna, Krishna Bhakti, gains liberation from material association, Mukta Sangha, and comes to know scientifically the personality of Godhead. Thus, the knots of the heart, Hridaya Granthis, and all the misgivings, Samshaya, they are cut to pieces. And karma, the chain of fruitive actions, is terminated when one sees the self as master. When one sees Krishna as the Paramatma. Rajastamohate tabe paibe nistara ridaye rabhadra sabha guchibe tahara. Then these people will be liberated from the influence of modes of ignorance and passions. Rajastamohate tabe paibe nistar. They will be liberated from the clutches of these lower modes. And what will happen? Hridayar abhadra sabha guchibe tahar. Srila Prabhupada is translating those Bhagavatam verses into simple Bengali. How sweet. So poetic. Prabhupada is kavi. All the inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear. Ki kore bhujabo katha barosei chahi chudra ami dinahina kono shakti nahi. This is the heart of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has included Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan in this bhajan, my dear friends. Boro Kripa Koile Krishna Adhamera Prati. He is establishing Sambandha Gnyan. Oh, who am I? Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam. I am just a fallen soul, Adham. And you are Boro Kripa Karu. You are Karunamaya, Kripamaya Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu. You are very great Krishna. Sambandha Jnana. And then Vasudeva Katharuchi, Shrunvatam Swagatha Krishna, Shravanam Kirtanam. This is Abhideya. The process. And we are coming to Prayojan. Hold on. Kikore bhujabo katha barosei chahi kshudrami dinahina kono shakti nahi. How will I make them understand the message of Krishna consciousness? Ki kore bhujavo katha barosei chahi. How will I make them understand Krishna katha? Kshudra. I am very small. Not shudra. Not shudra. This is not the varanashram wala shudra. No, this is kshudra. I am very small, insignificant. And dinahina. I am very unfortunate. I am very fallen. Kshudra ami dinahina kono shakti nahi. And I don't have any bhakti shakti. I don't have any power to transform the hearts of these people. See, Srila Prabhupada is writing this in a diary, in a pen and paper diary on the Jaladuta ship. Prabhupada is not writing this so that this will be published on the internet, on vedavyas.com website in the future, or it will be published in the ISKCON Vaishnava songbook. No, that is not Srila Prabhupada's intention. Srila Prabhupada is not even an acharya. He is all alone on this ship. These are Prabhupada's personal diary notes. Personal diary. Srila Prabhupada is writing it to Krishna and his Guru Maharaj, Shri Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Radha Govinda Dev. He's writing to his Ishtadev. It's a private prayer, my dear friends. And we are so fortunate that we have access to that today. Jamuna Devi was cleaning Prabhupada's trunk years later and she found this diary. Hari Bol. Not that Prabhupada gave it to the BBT. Okay, publish my bhajans also along with Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Srila Narottamdas Thakur and Lochan Das Thakur and Vasudev. No! Srila Prabhupada wrote it privately as a personal offering to Krishna, Guru and Krishna. And we are fortunate to find it. This is Prabhupada's humility. People say, why Prabhupada using words rascal and all? Are, see what Prabhupada is using words for himself. He is Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. He is saying, Kiko re bhujabo katha baro sei chahi shudrami dinahi na kono shakti nahi. I am powerless. So what is the solution? Atha cha ene cho prabhu katha boli bare je tomar ichha prabhu koro ei bare. Sharanagati. Somehow or other, my dear Krishna, you have brought me here to Boston. I am about to land. I am about to disembark. He is still on the Jaladuta ship when he is writing. He has not disembarked from the ship yet. Somehow you have brought me here to speak about you, to speak Krishna Katha, Prabhu Katha, Boli Bare. You have brought me here. So now, my dear Krishna, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. Je tomara ichha Prabhu koro ei bar. Whatever you want to do with me. This is Charanagati. And now see. Akhila jagata guru vachana se amar alankrita kori barakshamata tomar. Hey Krishna, akhila jagat guru, Vasudeva jagat guru. Hey akhila jagat guru Krishna, vachana se amar. I will simply repeat your words. Now, Vachana se amar alankrita kori bare. Now you make my speech, my vachan, alankrita kori bare kshamata tomar. You infuse your power, your kshamata into my speech and make my speaking suitable so that these people who are covered by the modes of ignorance and passion will be able to understand your message. Haribo. And then what will happen? Taba kripa hale mora katha shuddha habe shuniya sabara shoka dukha je ghuchibe. Taba kripa hale mora katha shuddha habe. This should be the Mangalacharan verse for every speaker. Srila Prabhupada is teaching us. We should pray to Krishna before we speak that Tava Kripa Hale Mora Katha Shuddha Have. Oh Krishna, please make my words pure. Therefore, our Amarendra Prabhu always prays before his classes, please bless me so that the right words come at the right time in the right spirit. This is it. This is the mool. Tava Kripa Hale Mora Katha Shuddha Have. Once I was asking Amarendra Prabhu that in the temple when we give classes, they put garland. And what should we do? How can we wear a garland in front of senior devotees who are sitting? So Amarendra told me that, taught me that, no, it is not like that. The garland of the deities is coming and we wear it around our kantha, around our neck, so that our speech will become purified. So that our speech becomes purified for the benefit of all the assembled devotees and our benefit. I don't have any capacity to speak, but if by the blessings of the devotees, if I receive the Maha garland of Radha Madan Mohan Gaurnita Jagannath Balesuda, then I may attempt to speak something. So that is the mood of wearing the garland. So Taba Kripa Hale Mora Katha Shuddha Habe. My Krishna Katha will become pure. And then what will happen when we hear Shuddha Katha, when we hear Shuddha Naam? Shuniya Sabara Shoka Dukha Je Guchibe. All our doubts, all our sorrows, all our pains, Shunya, Sabara, Shoka and Dukha, Guchip, it will all go away. All our anarthas, all our problems that are binding us in this material world, everything, Nashta Prayashu Abhadreshu, will happen. See those verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada quoted as it is, as an Acharya. And now in simple Bengali, he's opening them up for us. So by hearing Shunya, Sabara, Shoka, Dukha, Je, Guchip, they are so sad, they are so morose, they have no luster. Oh, they will become happy and effulgent. The hippies will become happy. Srila Prabhupada is predicting on the Jaladutta before even stepping his lotus foot on American soil. Ani Ach, this is Prayojan. My Guru Maharaj, Param Pujya Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he has said, very emphatically, Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj has said, that this verse of Srila Prabhupada, I am highlighting it for all of you, this verse of Srila Prabhupada is in spirit non-different from the 8th verse of Sri Chaitanya Shikshashtakam. This is non-different. This is Prayojan. This verse is Prayojan. Ashlishava padaratam pinashtumam adarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidhatu lampatva matprananathastu sa eva napara. This is the ultimate prayer. This verse is coming from the heart of Srimati Radhika Rani. And only a Radharani's Palya Dasi can get that mood and speak and write it and give it to the whole world. Ani yacho jadi prabhu amare nachate nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate. Kashtera putali jatha nachao se mate nachao nachao prabhu nachao se mate. Srila Prabhupada, all alone on the Jaladutta ship, is writing, hey Krishna, you have brought me here. I am just like a puppet in your hands. Kashtera putali jatha. You make me, now you have brought me here, you make me do whatever you want. You make me dance, nachao, nachao, Prabhu. How? Nachao se mate, the way you want. I am your puppet. I have no independence, I have no desire. I am not asking you to make me the founder Acharya of an international Vaishnava society. No, I am not asking you to make me Jagat Guru. No, you do whatever you want with me. If you want, I will give Bhagavat Katha alone, sitting in the Boweri in my room, surrounded by the four walls with not one person in attendance. And I will record it myself, and that will become the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. 40 pages of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the highest selling version of Bhagavad Gita. When Srila Prabhupada spoke that introduction to Bhagavad Gita, it's a lecture and not one person came. Prabhupada was alone. He recorded, gave a class through the four walls, just like his Guru Maharaj Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada had ordered. And that today has become the introduction to Bhagavad Gita. So my dear Krishna, I will speak Krishna Katha in this Western world, even if nobody comes. And I will speak even if Brahmaji and Narad Muni are sitting in attendance and hearing. Hari Bol, this is Srila Prabhupada. Nachao, nachao, Prabhu, nachao, se mate. Whatever you want. You want me to sit on the Rath Yatra cart in San Francisco surrounded by 15,000 Americans singing and dancing Harinam? I will do it. And you want a hippie to chase after me with a knife wanting to murder me in the middle of a cold winter night? That is also all right. My dear Krishna, whatever you want, I am yours. I am yours. Ashlishava padaratam pinashtuma. Yatha tathava vidhatu lampat. Whatever you want to do, my dear Krishna, I am yours and you are mine. We have a relationship of love and I just want to please you and serve you. It is your desire. It is the desire of my Guru Maharaj. Prithivete yate ache nagar adigram sarvatra prachara hoibe gauranam. It is your desire. And therefore, karishe vachanam tava. I will make it happen. I will make it happen. You just make me your puppet. Make me dance the way you want. Bhakti nahi veda nahi. Bhakti, Vedanta Swami is saying, Bhakti nahi veda nahi, name khubadaro bhakati Vedanta nama ebe sarthakoro. I don't have bhakti, I don't have devotion, I don't have Veda, I don't have any knowledge. I am just a pharmacist, grahastha. I am not some great pandit of Shastra. And I don't have any bhakti. But my name, my loving God brothers to encourage me, they have given me the name Bhakti Vedanta. Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj. Srila Bhakti Pagyan Keshav Maharaj. My loving God brothers, they have given me this name Bhakti Vedanta. Oh, my dear Krishna, my loving God brothers have given me this name. Now it is up to you to fulfill the real meaning of this name Bhakti Vedanta. I don't have bhakti, I don't have ved, I don't have knowledge. But what do I have? I have strong faith, name khubadaro. I have strong faith in Krishna Naam. Madhuram madhure bhyopi, mangale bhyopi mangalam, pavanam pavane bhyopi, harer nama eva kevalam. Pavanam pavane bhyopi, harer nama eva kevalam. I have full faith that your holy name is the best purifiers of all purifiers. Pavanam pavane bhyopi, harer nama eva kevalam. I know if Harinam is accepted by these Westerners, they will become purified. Everything is possible by your holy name. Everything is possible by the holy name. I have full faith in the holy name. I have nothing. I don't have bhakti. I don't have knowledge. But I have the holy name that I have received from my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. He gave me Naam. I have got Naam. And I have full faith in Naam. I don't have money. I don't have followers. I don't have experience. I don't have age on my side. I don't have health on my side. But I have got the name. That is the sampatti I have received from my Gurudev. His order and Krishna Naam. And everything is possible with Krishna Naam. My dear Krishna, it is now up to you. Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, Abhay Charanarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami. On board, he's still on board. On board the ship Jaladuta at the Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, dated 18th of September, 1965. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful class. Very, very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Very nice. Krishna Katha, Prabhupada Katha. Very nicely explained, very nice. It's an actor. I don't know.
There is one question in the.
Huh? If anybody has any question?
There is one question, Mataji. One Radha Krishna Prabhu has asked. What is depth meaning of fruitive action stops when one sees self as a master? So this is from the Bhagavatam verse that we just read. Let me show you. So it means that right now we are considering the body to be the self. Bhidyate hridaya granthish chidyante sarva samshayah kshiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmanishvare. One meaning of this is that when we are able to see Krishna, who is Atma Ishwar, means Paramatma, who is the Lord in the heart, when we are able to see that in everyone's heart, Krishna is there, even in our heart, that same Krishna is there, Ishwara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtati. When we have that Bhagavad Bhav, then our cycle of fruitive actions completely stops. Is that okay? Radha Krishna Prabhu. I don't see any other question in the chat, Mataji. So, dear devotees, if anyone has any comment, correction, or question, you can quickly raise your hand because we are anyway over time.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. What a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. I don't have any question, but very beautiful class. Thank you.
Thank you, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Please, Hare Krishna. Please go ahead, Mataji. Oh, no, you go ahead. Anuradha Mataji, please go ahead. Thank you. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj's beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhu. And the way you explained Srila Prabhupada's poem, it was so wonderful. I just have a doubt. Like when you say Shudra, is it like Khudra in Bengali?
Yes, yes. Khudra yes, means. Yes,
yes. Yeah. So that's Khudra, right? Okay. Thank you so much.
Khudra,
sorry, no, Prabhu. I'm just checking. I was just because we know about Khudra. Also.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much,
Prabhu. Very small, insignificant.
Khudra. Yes, yes. Thank you. Very, very grateful once again, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, please accept my humble obeisance for such a beautiful class and a beautiful meditation of Srila Prabhupada's poetry. I really like the way you explained how a Vaishnava feels. A Vaishnava feels so compassionate, especially when there is a lack of Krishna consciousness. He's not even able to eat. That's so beautiful. It's a lovely meditation, Prabhu, to appreciate our Guru Vargas and our predecessor Acharyas and everyone else, how much they sacrificed for us and how they really felt this yearning to give Krishna consciousness. So thank you so much, Prabhu. Lovely class as always. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Again, a wonderful class. So what I really appreciated was the comparison of how Srila Prabhupada was praying like Advaitacharya. The situation was the same. You know, they say, you know, the time was right. Everything was, it was like a perfect storm. Everyone was set in place. Yes, a perfect storm because it's Krishna's plan, right? So that's what I really, 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 really struck my mind. And I really appreciate that. And just reminds us that we should not lose this opportunity. Just because it's a perfect storm and everything's set, it's not relax and think that things are hunky-dory, as they say. It's much more important to be very, very focused, determined, and enthusiastic, as you said. Very much focused and determined. Not get waylaid by Maya, who is very, very appropriately doing her job. So we must do ours. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Phaneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, for your very nice comments. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, go ahead, Mataji. Hi, Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Such a beautiful class as always, and also the beautiful explanation of the bhajan. It was really the icing on the cake, Prabhu. Thank you so much, and please give your association more often. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Sukha Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Jack,
such a beautiful session, Prabhu. So much absorption. You know, the way you were reading those verses and those translations, and especially the bhajan that you shared. So, Prabhu, we have, you know, so many times on this forum, we have sung this bhajan. But today, you know, when you were describing each and every word of it, it makes so much of sense and so beautiful meditation. What is the meaning of Markine?
Western.
Oh, okay.
Western world. Markine Bhagavad Dharma. Preaching Bhagavad Dharma in the Western world.
Markine means Western. Okay. See, that's what I was saying. I myself have quoted this, you know, so many times. And, you know, so many times I've sung this bhajan, but till now never know the meaning of Markine. But thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Always cherish your association on the call, and we are so fortunate that this time, you know, continuous for 3 weeks, you'll serve in our Bhakti Sangha. So we are so happy. I really want to announce all the devotees that on the auspicious appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu will enlighten us. So, you know, stay tuned on the call, and especially on next Thursday. Thank you,
Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Kirita Sundari Mataji and Priti Vilasini Mataji, for this opportunity. And Jai Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. Dandavat pranam kamata ki mataji.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Babaji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very Hare. Nice class. Such a wonderful class. It's make me so keen whenever you just explain the meaning of the bhajan. I really, really love it.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
If there is a question, we can end the call to be by your permission.
Okay, Mataji, you can take over. Prabhuji, is it okay? We can end it?
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Yes, Kamaduki Mataji, you can take over.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice. Beautiful session you have given. And I'm very, well, we are all grateful to you. And we look forward to your association again and again. Kirtidasani Mata did say next Thursday he will be your associate. Very, very nice, wonderful. And so we can end the call. Vancha kalpata rubyascha kripa sindhu devasya patitanam pavane deva vaishnava deva namo ananta kuti vaishnavindu ki jai sri chaitanya charitamrita ki jai srila prabhupada ki jai his grace adi gadadhara das prabhu ki jai
jai thank you prabhuji
hare krishna
thank you for such a beautiful